our listeners an overview of this three-volume book, and I hope you got paid by the word or by the pen.
Something like that.
But you do say that there was a period of time, a five-year period, you say for black athletes, this five-year period between, I guess, 1946 and 1951 was the most memorable 60 months in their sports history. Can you explain that a little bit as well?
Yes. Well, there were several things that happened right after World War II. One is that black soldiers had acquitted themselves extremely well in World War II. I think the country in general was just much more receptive to cultural diversity. After all, we had been fighting the war against the notion of racial superiority by the Adolf Hitler and his notions of Aryan cultural supremacy. And the civil rights groups in the U.S., especially those in the labor movement, had made athletics an issue. And so between 1946, when Joe Louis had just come out and it was near the end of his career and Jackie Robinson just started, and 1950, when the NBA, the NFL, and bowling, tennis, and golf were all integrated, it just culminated at the end of an incredible 60-month period when, if you looked at what had